My goodness, are our readings reflect the political climate that we're in right now, people trying to seize power from other people. And in the midst of it, the Catholic Church continues to rise up, but as an affront to these powers that be. We threaten the powers that be. We are the ones that are standing for life. We are the ones that are saying no to multiple genders and adult men sharing bathrooms with little girls and so on and so forth. And so we are the great threat. You know, I think of one of the realities is Christians being persecuted, killed in foreign countries, and you hear virtually nothing about it. Why? Because nobody wants the Catholic Church to receive an ounce of sympathy. Nobody wants the Catholic Church to wield any power at all. I wanted to share this morning an incredible quote by Archbishop Fulton Sheen. He actually spoke this on a radio program back in his time. He said, "If I were not a Catholic and were looking for the true church in the world today, I would look for the one church which did not get along well with the world. In other words, I would look for the church which the world hated. My reason for doing this would be that if Christ is in any one of his churches of the world today, he must still be hated as he was when he was on earth in the flesh. If you would find a church today, then find the church that does not get along with the world. Look for the church that is hated by the world as Christ was hated by the world. Look for the church that is accused of being behind the times, as our Lord was accused of being ignorant and never having learned. Look for the church which men sneer at as socially inferior, as they sneered at our Lord because he came from Nazareth. Look for the church which is accused of having a devil, as our Lord was accused of being possessed by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. Look for the church which, in seasons of bigotry, men say must be destroyed in the name of God, as men crucified Christ and thought they had done a service for God. Look for the church which the world rejects because it claims it is infallible, as Pilate rejected Christ because he called himself the truth. Look for the church which is rejected by the world as our Lord was rejected by men. Look for the church which, amid the confusions of conflicting opinions, its members love as they love Christ and respect its voice as the very voice of its founder, and the suspicion will grow that if the church is unpopular with the spirit of the world, then it is unworldly. And if it is unworldly, it is otherworldly. Since it is otherworldly, it is infinitely loved and infinitely hated as Christ was himself. But only that which is divine can be infinitely hated and infinitely loved. Therefore, the church is divine." The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand. Confident in God's graces, let us turn to him with our prayers. For all church leaders, may the Holy Spirit direct them in their service to the faithful, we pray to the Lord. For all elected and appointed officials, may God work through their efforts in creating a more just society, we pray to the Lord. For those who are fearful of the virus, the coronavirus, and those who have the coronavirus, may they heal them with God's hope and heal them with God's miracle physical healing, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For our faith community, may the Lord encourage us in perseverance in our Lenten resolutions, we pray to the Lord. And for all who have died, may God welcome them into his eternal peace. And today's Mass is being offered for Germaine Bruneg, we pray to the Lord. Lord God, there is nothing more powerful than your grace and your mercy. We ask that you hear our prayers and grant them according to your holy will, through Christ our Lord.